Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Magpies boss Eddie Howe says his side will be a more united group when they return from their warm weather training camp in Saudi Arabia this weekend. Howe's side take on Al Ittihad in a friendly on Friday, which will round off their six-day stay in Jeddah, with the travelling players and staff set to fly back to Tyneside on Saturday. Newcastle have trained and taken in some team-building exercises following last weekend's win over Leeds, and head coach Howe is hopeful that the trip will have brought his charges closer together as they bid to haul themselves clear of the Premier League drop zone. He said, "I think the lads are mixing really well with each other, but also with the staff, and I think that was one of the big reasons for the trip, if I'm honest. I've seen a real willingness from each other to push each other to mix in different circles and see each other maybe in a different light, doing different things. It's been a really worthwhile experience." Moving on, and Brighton have rejected a £7 million bid from Newcastle for defender Dan Byrne. The 29-year-old comes from Blyth and was at Newcastle as a youngster. However, Brighton believe Newcastle's bid comes nowhere near their valuation, particularly as they would have to pay part of any fee to Wigan as part of the deal that saw Byrne join them in 2018. Byrne has become one of the most valued members of Graham Potter's side, proving his versatility across the back line. He has 18 months of his present contract still remaining. Finally, Newcastle are said to be making good progress in talks with Arsenal to sign striker Eddie Nketiah. The Magpies have battled through January, encountering multiple disappointments in several player chases, and little time remains to do deals. They're confident that midfielder Bruno Guimaraes will join Kieran Trippier and Chris Wood through the door, and are also said to be working on a deal for Nketiah. Palace were keen to sign Nketiah, but now look unlikely to do so as they look to tie down Jean-Philippe Mateta. So Newcastle are holding talks with Arsenal and are in pole position to snap up the striker. That's all for now. We'll have more later.